Good evening. Is anybody here? My, oh my. Did I startle you? You even dropped your phone, dear. You weren't doing something you shouldn't. Were you? I'm sorry, dear, but how could I resist a little teasing? It's good to see you again, my dearie. It's been a while since we've seen each other. I'm not expecting you to come running right into my arms. But it is common courtesy to at least welcome your acquaintances. You can stare as much as you want, but perhaps a hello, Kafka, would have been nice. Did you miss me? Oh. I'm well aware you were not expecting my visit. I'm sorry for dropping unannounced. But if I had called, you would have denied my invitation and made it known to your friends. You know I'm not fond of nosy bystanders and their unwarranted judgment. So, I'd rather avoid having them around. I didn't know you were alone. I planned it, my dear. Come on now. You know that I have eyes everywhere. A locked door is not going to stop me from entering where I want to be. Right now, we have all this space, just the two of us within Astral Express. Speaking of which, I love the interior decoration here. If I remember correctly, Himeko was the one who gave new life to the Astral Express. I gotta admit, that woman has good taste. It's almost tragic that we won't stand each other if we meet. Oh, sorry, dear. I was getting carried away. How did I get in here? The methods I use are not important. That is to say, asking a magician to reveal their tricks. Well, the magic loses its charm. You can rest assured that the integrity of the Astral Express is intact. For the most part. No need to be so uptight. I've come in peace, so you shouldn't have to worry. After all, I went out of my way just to be with you. That's the whole reason for my visit. As abrupt as it is, and whether you choose to believe me or not, it's completely up to you. But I wanted to spend time with you. All the hard work. You've been through a lot lately. You could relax for a while. You earned it. I could read it all on your face, dear. You're trying to hide your feelings, but you can't hide from me. It's not healthy to bottle your problems. And it pains me to see that behind that awkward smile hides a sad expression. I've been watching you. and I'm not going to overlook the fact you're going through a rough patch. In silence. Don't be silly. I don't spy on you all the time. Only most of the time. Well, I guess the cat is out of the bag. I tasked Silver Wolf with creating an implant before we parted ways at Herta Space Station. That's how I know your exact location, schedule, and even track your vitals. I made a mapping on your emotional patterns based on it. We can do that much without the Destiny slave scripts. Yes, he usually hands a script to our division. Akin to a play, we are tasked to make it happen, no matter the cost. The ends justify the means. The term clairvoyance comes to mind. But no, I can't describe how it exactly works. It's not as fancy as knowing exactly what the future will bring. The Destiny Slave will always provide his insight on important actors and what the future might have in store. He lays the path for us to reach the future he aims for. There are multiple paths to choose. But you, my dear, you are not tied to destiny itself. Nobody will ever know what path you might take. There's just so many possibilities that instead we aim around you to minimize the risks. He does not share every detail of the future that needs to be realized. Some things can only be revealed in due time. That's why a little surveillance doesn't hurt. Right? I have to do whatever it takes to keep you safe within my authority. Your friends. I don't want to cross paths with that meddlesome woman and her chaperone. You are so innocent. It's adorable. Of course your friends are okay. I just don't want them around. You may have noticed I also came here by myself. I had to leave Blady behind and even turned off Silver Wolf's surveillance. So, it's not just your friends that I left out. I used some of my resources to have your friends investigate some rumors for me, and I tasked my squad to keep me informed of their progress. You know I'm capable of starting a revolution with ease. If I have to, you can consider it done before breakfast. No need to be so impressed, my dear. It was quite easy to send an urgent request to them. I'm more than willing to pay if that keeps them away for a while. And they were quite eager to heed the call. Talk about hitting three birds in one shot. 'Cause in the end, I will get the info I need, while I get to spend this time with you, my dear. Oh, do you want to call them? If you really need to be sure, call them. Just allow me to remind you that I am the general of the Stellaron Hunters because I have never failed to follow through with a plan. I work with a very minimal error margin and countermeasures in place for the worst-case scenarios. Would you rest assured if I gave you my word? I swear on my name that your friends are safe. In any case, that works. I've been standing for a while. Mind if I take a seat? This is much better. These seats are way more comfortable than I gave them credit for. Everything in the parlor follows an order that bundles things together in perfect harmony and style. Personally, I prefer the Baroque style better, but I'll admit that this cosmopolitan arrangement is quite the eye-catcher. We've got a good ambiance, comfortable seats, and each other's company. You know what could go really well with that? A warm cup of tea to soothe your soul. I brought a very special tea, only produced once a year, so it is a bit on the pricey side. But it's so worth the credit spent. Do you like its aroma? That's the sweet fragrance of marquee blossoms and ash flowers brewed nicely into tea. Just for the two of us. So, what do you say, dearest? Care to join me for a cup of tea? I promise, it's worth your time. Wonderful. Come on, sit right next to me. Enjoy it while it's hot. Sugar is not recommended. The Marquis Bloom's nectar is so pure. It has such a gentle flavor. It balances perfectly with the ash flowers. Such a delight. Is there something you want to talk about? Oh, our little game. One truth, one lie. I guess I never explained it to you. Originally, it was a game I played with Silver Wolf all the time. Each side would answer one question with 100% honesty while lying about the other one. You get to decide which one is which, and you answer my questions the same way. You don't have to worry about that. You are far more perceptive than others give you credit for. Even if I lied to you, you wouldn't know it. Save the teasing for Silver Wolf. Right now, it's about us. So let's talk with our hearts. Yes, dear. No gimmicks. Nobody to worry about. Just you, me, and the stars around the Astral Express. Come here. Rest your head on my lap. Let the Marquis tea work its magic. Doesn't it feel good to be like this? Just relax and enjoy for the time being. Take a deep breath. Inhale. And exhale. Let your worries slip away and be free. Like a shooting star going far and beyond, through the galaxy. You don't remember it, but you loved being pampered until you fell asleep. I would then be able to close my eyes and sleep while you held my hand. That expression tells me you wish to hear about it. We were so attached to each other, we barely left each other's side. Well, things I like. I acquired a taste for music when I practiced the violin at a young age. I fancied listening to symphonic musical pieces, like the three opuses in A minor that make L'estro armonico, or the ones that are part of the Laverno concertos in G minor. Beautiful pieces composed by a talented foreigner known as the Priest in Red across the galaxy. I also enjoy having a little shopping spree every now and then. It relaxes me to wander around a store, keeping an eye for coats that I find attractive and adds my collection. Trying and sorting them out is one of my pleasures during my off time. I could spend hours on my own galas with my coats, sorting them from the biggest to the smallest, sometimes by color, by cost. You weren't expecting that answer. You're right. It is simple. You see, while I love to engage in mundane activities like most people, I'm not like the others. I hail from New Babylon, a place that was contaminated by Stellaron so badly, fear is non-existent to Babylonians as a result. The absence of fear lures people to fall prey to desire, a constant craving for pleasure. They become devils. I became a hunter for said devils at a very young age. I didn't have a choice. My mentor had a saying that goes, "It's better to be a warrior working the fields than being a farmer fighting a war." My whole life and purpose was focused on fighting demons. Through music, my mentor taught me discipline and concentration, helped clear my mind during tougher times. The void where my emotions lied grew with each hunt. I felt no fear, felt no anger, felt no sadness. But I was also incapable of feeling happiness. An empty husk, wearing a fake smile. That was until the Destiny Slave found me and made an offer that I couldn't refuse. If I wanted to change, I should follow his lead. That is the path carved for me. After all, we are slaves of destiny through the actions and the decisions we make. The Destiny Slave script can only foresee the possible outcomes for the future. With careful planning, it may come to fruition. But future is not written in stone. I know that, thanks to you. I know you better than anyone. Our destiny was intertwined ever since the Destiny Slave left you in my care. I joined the Stellaron Hunters because I needed a purpose. I wanted to change. Without fear. There used to be a hole where my heart lies. A vacant space in my mind. He foresaw that you would be the one to change me. And I would be the one to change you. From the moment of your artificial conception, it was decided that you would be the host of a Stellaron. Before that task was completed, I was responsible for protecting you. To teach you general knowledge, common sense, combat skills. I didn't think too much of it. But our connection grew so strong. It was painful when I was ordered to wipe your memories. A feeling that was foreign to me had bloomed. I now have fond memories of a person with a heart of gold who knows it's better to share than to keep to yourself. A righteous heart that left its mark on others through the connections you made. With an intrepid thirst for adventure, a natural sense of curiosity, and hunger for discovery. I witnessed you going through every vase, every box, even the garbage disposals as if they were treasure chests. A nasty habit, rummaging through them like a raccoon. And yet, in your eyes, I saw that even the most trivial objects can be treasures. Like the star token from Ark City. The last token we had. You decided to hand it to me so that I could remember that day. Or the marble that you gave me because it is a beautiful color, sparkling like my eyes. And a small doll that I washed and stitched back together so that I wouldn't feel alone. These little keepsakes mean everything to me. They're proof of my humanity and value as a person. They hold beautiful memories of us, our time together. You accepted me as a person, became a part of me, as I became a part of you. Not as a soldier, not as a weapon. I was dear to you. With every step you made towards the future, I started to dread the day we had to fulfill each of our roles. Your purpose. To host within your body the Stellaron that was in her power. I accepted that even if we cannot escape from destiny, we can thread a path that leads to happiness eventually. In more simple terms, you and I are each other's destiny. Dear, focus on my voice. Your eyelids will feel heavy. Close your eyes and let yourself loose. Drift into your subconscious. Can you see it? Shh. Shh. by unlocking so many memories in one go. On top of letting your emotions out, how's that effect? You are disoriented. I had to use my spirit whisper on you. Relax. Everything is fine. I like you more when you look at me with a smile on your face. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Keep your head held high, my dear. Hold on to your independence, your free will, and keep pressing on. Challenge fate and change the world. I don't know what the future holds for me, but as long as I live, I will do everything in my power to protect you. My dearest, please don't shed your tears for me. My sins cannot be erased, for I have turned against the universe. The most wanted criminal in the galaxy. And despite the grand scheme, the truth will remain in shadows. I made peace with the fact that I won't be forgiven. I will probably lose my status, my people, and everything I've had. But in the end, I will still have you by my side. Yes, I'll become a sinner, sin as many times as needed. For a future where your sacrifice isn't needed, where the people around you sing your praise, where you can love and be loved, where we can be together at the end. You've proven to me that you are capable of challenging fate. When the time comes, I will put my life in your hands. But for now, forget about that which troubles you. Just follow my voice and ignore that which weighs in your mind and heart. Keep your eyes closed and sleep soundly. You will still remember me when you wake up. I will cherish every second we have together, for as brief as our reunion was. I wished that I could take you with me, but it's not in the stars. Until we